Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dreams. Royal Dreams.
Up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Think of your ground, royal dreams, royal dreams. They try on me, run into armies, royal dreams, royal dreams. I'm riding through the mud, live no more fantasy. It's all about who you know, those you call family.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, April the 22nd of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, we're going to talk about this very important topic. We want to talk about your process or your system. Everybody has a different process or a different system. And some people's system or some people's process is different from everybody else. So we've got to talk about this from a business perspective. When we're talking about systems and we're talking about processes, so we're talking about the way by which you establish something that's based upon a particular principle or principles and procedures that comes from a specific purpose. So today we want to talk about this because at the end of the day, everybody has a different methodology or a different way by which they process information. And so the way by which you process information should be based upon something. So we want to talk about this process because this is how we bring about what is called neuroplasticity. This is how we bring about a change in the way by which we see the world or the way by which we process information or the way by which we get results. So everything is based upon your ability to understand how do we get results. So at the end of the day, everything is about results. Everything is about getting or being able to maintain or being able to establish what we call results. So results are very important because results have nothing to do with other people. Results have to do with you. Results have to do with the way that you maintain you. So the way that you operate or the way that you vibrate is based upon a system. So we have to understand the hidden esoteric methodology that establishes your way of being. So when we talk about how are you, being? And how are you, or how were you formulated into that being? So how did you come to that being state? How did you come to that mental disposition? That is the process. So each one of us, we have a way of processing, and your process should be better than everybody else's in your area of expertise. Let me give you an example. So right now the NBA playoffs are going on in basketball, and I saw the end of the game between the Golden State Warriors and the Golden State were playing, I forgot who they were playing, I think it was Portland or somebody, maybe it was the Raptors, but the Golden State was playing in the NBA playoffs, right? And so I tuned in at the end of the game, it was like the fourth quarter, and I noticed that there, from the coaching staff to the players to the trainers to they was playing in Golden State, the fans, I saw their process, the way that they approached the game, the way that, you know, the coach called timeout and implemented the plays, you know, Steph Curry, you know, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, you know, Klay Thompson, all of these guys that are part of the Golden State Warriors. The thing that make Golden State so difficult to beat is that they all have mastery of their space. At each position, Golden State have, if not the best player in that position, one of the best players. Now, there's a lot of teams that have good players. They have one or two, maybe three. It is very rare to find a team that has five players that each one of those players are one of the best players in their position. So Golden State have a system in place. Now, it's interesting that the coach used to play for the San Antonio Spurs, because San Antonio Spurs, they've been to the NBA playoffs 21 years. The last 21 years, they at least made the playoffs. So San Antonio has a similar system in place. And it's really interesting because you may not know all of the players on the San Antonio Spurs, and they may not have like these marquee players, even though we have had some, you know, like David Robinson, Tim Duncan, and, you know, Tony Parker's, and, you know, Iceman and George Gervin, Artis Gilmore. So we've had some great players, individual players at each position. But the thing that makes San Antonio great is their system. So San Antonio has a system that the guy that's up, I forgot our boy's name from Australia, who was backing up Tony Parker for years. He was in the Spurs system for a long time, and now he's starting. And now he's taken over when Tony Parker left. So the Spurs have a way of finding, I'm going to use the word, no-name players and turning them into name players. So the Spurs have, they don't necessarily have, like Golden State have, great players, but that they don't have a good system. But San Antonio, they don't really necessarily have the top 10. If you name the start, I can't even name the starting five of San Antonio Spurs. But yet they're in the playoffs, and they've been in the playoffs every year for the last 21 years, and probably will continue to be in the playoffs because they got a good system. So San Antonio, they don't depend upon having the best player in the world at each position. They depend upon having the best system. So we got a system versus talent. So Golden State has a lot of talent at each position. And they bring guys off the bench that is just as good as the guys that's playing. Now, remember, we're talking about every team is stacked. So everybody has a lot of great talent. But we're talking about the top three, arguably, the top player in each position. You can say that Klay Thompson, he's arguably the best. Steph Curry, you don't even have to debate that. He's the best guard in the league. And then you can look at some of the other players that's on San, Kevin Durant, same thing. Draymond Green. All of their players are arguably the best players. And so your job is to have notice San Antonio has. When San Antonio won the championship, they had both. They had a great system and they had great players. Because when we had Ginobili, when we had Parker, when we had Duncan, before that it was David Robinson. And then they brought guys in off the bench, that great like Danny Green, who could shoot threes. So when the San Antonio Spurs won the championship, they not only had a great system, they also had great players. And the great players wasn't great because of talent. They was great because of mastery. So self-mastery establishes a great system. So we got to have individuals who know themselves. You got to have an individual who has mastered their self. So any organization, if you are a CEO or if you're a business leader or if you got a family, you know, if you're raising a family, you want to make sure that the members of the family are the best in their positions. They don't have to be the best outside of their position. They got to be the best in their position. So if I'm the father, then I need to be the best father, and then my wife is the mother, so she got to be the best mother. And then the kids, they got to be the best kids. So the kids can't be the parents, and the parents can't be the kids. But in a lot of families, we got the kids are acting like the parents. And so the goal is to have self-mastery inside of a implementable and duplicatable system. So once you establish a system, you don't have to reinvent it, because the system works. And so then once you understand that the system works, you can keep pumping out good players, or you can keep pumping out, in this case, let's say in sports, we're talking about wins. If we're talking about money in business, we're talking about, you know, profit and loss statements, profits, not losses, profits. In health, we're talking about being healthy. In wisdom, we're talking about understanding consciousness or establishing discernment. In relationship, we talk about maintaining a good marriage or a good relationship between yourself, your God, and your mate, and with other people. So in each area of expertise, there is this ability for you to under, over, and understand the importance of you establishing yourself. So the number one thing in order to be successful is you got to have clarity of self. Because if there is no clarity of self, then you cannot be an asset to anyone else. Let me say that again. This is extremely important. So when we're talking about this, you know, everybody needs to under, over, and understand how important these three keys are. So in order for you to be successful, not only in life, but especially in business. So in my business, I've established the life management system. Now, the reason that the life management system works so well is because not only do I have a system in place for the processing or the finding of purpose, but I also have a system in place for the process and finding of clarity of self. So let me make sure you understand what that means. So the reason that the life management system is so powerful, the reason that the life management system is so awesome, the reason that the life management system is so great is because, number one, the life management system gives you crystal clear purpose. And once you get that purpose, that gives you clarity and confidence of self. And once you get clarity and confidence of self, then that allows you to use the system. So we got a great system, the life management system, that's based upon the 7 modules, and you have a great self, meaning that you have self-mastery of yourself, meaning you understand yourself. So that produces excellent fruit. So the life management system gives you clarity of self, and once you have self-mastery, then you're eligible for system mastery. And once you master the system, that's when you get results or fruit. So you see, brothers, so this is a 3-step process. And once you understand that process, you're able to go on and to be successful in any system. So it is very important, because once you have self-mastery or mastery of self, you can function in any system. And you have the ability now to improve the system. Because your functionality or your ability to express, expose, and expand yourself is based upon you having mastery of the self and not putting yourself in positions where you're not successful. So everybody has that potential. But the reason that we struggle is because we do not have a process or a system that is the best process or the best system in our niche. So a great nicheologist, as a nicheologist, my job is to assist you with ensuring that you are in the best niche for you. Now remember, there's a lot of niches out there. My job is to make sure that your niche is your system or your process that's based upon your principles that was given to you by your purpose. It's extremely, extremely important. So this is the only system that I know of that allows you to be better than any other system in your area or in your niche. So a good nicheologist understands the importance of making sure that you have crystal clear clarity of you and your niche, and then you have a system that brings you crystal clear mastery of that niche. So it's all about self mastery and niche mastery. So this is your system, this is your process. And so without having this system or without having this process in place, there's another system. There's another process in place. So I'm going to take my currency. I'm going to take my current because that's not attractive because you're not drawing me to you because you're not the best at this. So if I'm getting my hair done and I go to you and my hair doesn't come out the way that I expected it to, the way that you promised me, the way that I thought it would, then I'm going to look around for someone else who has mastery. They have better skills. They are actually, you know, operating and vibrating in their niche. Now, this is nothing against the person. It's just that you can have a good person in a bad system. Now, remember, Golden State Warriors, they got the best talent. But the San Antonio Spurs, they got the best system. But if you can have a lot of talent and a good system, lights out. It's no competition. Nobody can touch you. But you got to have both. Most people don't have that. Now remember, think about sports. It's great to have a lot of talent. I know a lot of talented athletes, but they're on or they're part of a bad system. My team that I like is the Oakland Raiders. Now, other than, unless you go way, way back to the first Al Davis days, the Raiders, they've been bottom dwellers for a while. Now, the Raiders used to have a good system. They never really had, you know, they had, then back in when they won the Super Bowl, they had some okay players. That's why they was able to win the Super Bowl. They had good players and a good system back when Al Davis was there, because what was Al Davis' motto? Just win, baby. Just win. He really didn't, you know, and that's why the Raiders was known back in the day as, you know, it was kind of a dirty team. They had a reputation of playing dirty because the Raiders' motto was just win. He noticed that Al Davis didn't say how to win. He just said, just win, baby. And back then, the Raiders used to dominate because they used to win. Now, they had talent and they had a system or a cistern. Most people, in fact, all the people that I know, they don't have both. So the life management system is a system that gives you and makes you become the best talent. So, and I'm not saying it just because it's my system. I'm saying it because I looked around for another system. Because remember, I just wanted to join someone else's system. So when I started off, I was just looking to join somebody else's system. And then I had to take my advice that I gave my own children. The reason that my daughter started her own dance company and her own dance studio, because I told her, hey, join the system. She tried to join the system. and they had her drinking water and eating crackers all day. Man, she was 100 pounds, and they said that she was still too thick. So if you can't join a system, then you create your own. So that's what I did. That's what I told my children to do. And that's what I'm trying to express, expose, and that's what I'm trying to assist you with doing. And if you already remember the Life Management System and the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, that's the purpose of the system, is to, number one, make you the most talented person in your niche, because guess what? You are. You are the only person in your niche. So you ain't got no competition, so guess what? No matter how good or bad you are, you're the only one. I have to go to you to get that product, that service, or information. So you got niche mastery. So you might as well be good. And since God don't make junk, all you got to do is do this. Bam. You're the best in the West. Why? There's nobody else out there. And the thing that make you so good is because it's something that you frequently repeated all your life, and it's something that produces an emotional charge. So that means it has a deep neurological net. Now, you've probably been expressing, exposing, and expanding it, your niche, in a negative manner. So all I do is help you to express, expose, and expand your niche through understanding niche-ology, so that way you become a great niche-ologist. And then once you have niche mastery, that's called self-mastery. That's called product mastery. That's called space mastery. Once you are there, once you got that space mastery, the system is already in place. That's the Life Management System, especially from a online perspective. So then we take the talent, which is you, and we match it up with the system, which is what I have, the Life Management System. And then that equals something that's called massive profits or results. Now, I like to call them IMRs, immediate measurable results. There's not a lot of people that can guarantee you immediate measurable results, because there's not very many people. And in fact, I don't know anybody that can give you both talent and system, which leaves you with number three, results. Now, remember, when we're talking about talent, I'm not talking about skilled. I'm not talking about a learned behavior, because everybody else can give you again a trait. Everybody else can give you something that you've learned. They can't give you what's innate. They cannot show you what's inside of you. So my niche making system is not based upon going outside of the self and creating an alter ego. That's not what I'm about. The thing that makes my system better and different than everybody else's is because I find your innate attributes and characteristics that was given to you by source code. So the prime creator, source, downloaded the offspark or spark or peace or Christ inside of you. So you have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels, and this activates the neurons so that the neurons are fired together, wired together. So now your spirit, it has possession of your soul, and your soul is now driving or manifesting itself through the body. Your job is just to get on board and enjoy the ride, not to try to change it, because you're not broken. You don't need to be fixed. There is nothing wrong with you. So all you got to do is just be you, but you got to stop being somebody else. So right now, most of us, we've learned how not to be authentic. So that's why we're not getting immediate, measurable. Now, it's one thing to get results, but are they measurable? Can I see a profound increase or growth from where you were at from the beginning to where you are right now? It's measurable. So now remember, talent and systems are different. Remember, Golden State Warriors, they got a lot of talent. San Antonio Spurs, they don't got a lot of talent, but they got a good system. Now, every time San Antonio has won the NBA playoffs is because they combined those two, and that produces immediate measurable results. So the only way to get immediate, now you can get results just by having a lot of talent. But look how long it took Golden State to get there and for all that talent to gel and work together. Kind of like, you know, if you was put LeBron James and all of the greatest basketball players on the team, kind of like they did with the Dream Team for the Olympics. It took a lot of practice because, okay, who gonna get the ball? If everybody's great, nobody wants to pass it. Everybody wants to shoot it. So sometimes you can have too much talent on one team, and you have a lot of bickering, a lot of arguing, and people, and they can't gel. But if you can get them to gel, so you got so much talent on your team, you got a lot of bickering and you got an arguing going on inside your head. That's why you're not on one accord. So your head is telling you, let's do this. Your heart is telling you, let's do something else. And your gut is like, I don't want to do neither one of those things. And so you got so much talent on one team that you got cognitive dissonance. The Bible says that a double-minded man, woman, will not receive anything from source code, from God. And so your job is to understand that, hold up, time out. I'm too talented. I know too much. God has done too much for me to be broke, for me to be busted, and for me to disgust it. That means I got all of this talent, but we're not working together as a team. So until you have clarity of self, you ain't going to have clarity of nobody else. And so 99.99999999999% of the people on the planet, they don't got clarity of themselves. They don't know themselves, and they're trying to tell you what to do. And they have no clarity of self. So how in the beep, 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 beep do they have clarity of anybody else? And so with this inability to over and understand, my brothers and sisters, is the whole purpose of the life management system. I guarantee you, if you don't get nothing else out of this system, you will know you. You may not know anybody else. You won't know, you know, what's at the movies. You're not going to know, you know, what's going on in politics. You may not know the latest fad. You may not know if, you know, Tommy Choo is in or Happy Sue is what everybody's wearing. You may not be able to keep up with, you know, the dominant culture's advertising. But I guarantee you one thing. You will have clarity, crystal clear clarity. It will be so clear that you may even sometimes, it will be so powerful. This is the response I usually get when the clients or when my members really when they really get it. It's a little intimidating. It's like how do you live up to that? It's like if you go out and you score, let's say like Mac, when I remember one game Jordan scored like 50 points. So the next game, everybody expected him to score 50 points again. So how do you live up to that? How do you outdo you? How do you outdo you? And this is like when you really understand the importance of what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today. This is extremely, extremely, extremely important. Because unless your system, process, or procedure is better than the world's system, process, or procedure, you're going to have some issues or concerns in your life. Let me say that again. Everybody has a feeling that they pick up that is sent or perceived by self. That perception is your cognitive, your spirit telling you there is an issue or a concern. So and whenever you have a feeling, pay attention to that. It's extremely, extremely, extremely important. Now, let me see if I can break this down for you a little bit better. So each and every one of us interact with people, places, with things every day. And when I interact, I walk away feeling something. That is my brain. That is my body. That is my spirit. That is my spirit, my soul, my body, all reacting to the stimuli or stimulation. So we walk away from things we feel good, or we walk away from things and we feel bad, or we walk away from things that we may feel confused. That's your brain, that's your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and your intellect interacting with a set of stimuli or a situation. So your goal now is once you've gathered this response from this situation is to analyze your feelings, because you feel that way for a reason, and it is valid. So you never downplay your feelings. That's your That's your brain. That's your spirit's equilibrium. That's how the Father, that's how Source, that's how God, that's how the big G gets you to be authentically you. This is how you get niche mastery. So if you go somewhere, if you hang out with somebody, if you do anything and you don't feel love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, that's your body, that's your spirit sending off the alarm bells and something's going on, something's wrong. Now, most of us, we just blow it off. We go somewhere, we feel bad. We're like, oh, okay, that person, they must be having a bad day. But why did you react the way that you react? Because there's a reason. Let me give you an example. So this morning, I haven't had no troll problem in a long time. Now, y'all know what trolls are, right? So on social media, way when I first started, I used to get trolls all the time. People come on my page, and they're like, Negro, you don't know what you're talking about. You dumb as a box of rocks. And y'all know I used to love trolls. I used to love debating trolls because I knew that they had not done no homework on what I post. So I knew that they was responding to something based upon a belief system, but they didn't have no facts. At least they didn't have as many facts as I had. I was loaded. And so I would just light them up. And I was getting so much enjoyment that I was, a Facebook hero, but I was a real life zero. Oh, I was destroying people on Facebook, on Instagram. I was debating people. I would spend all day on Facebook just debating people. I wasn't making no money. I didn't have no fruit. I had no freedom. But I was a Facebook hero. I was posting stuff. Everybody liked my posts. I was getting a bunch of Facebook likes. And I was arguing and debating. My job was I was a Facebook debater. I would post shit on Facebook, and I would just sit there and wait. As soon as somebody took the opposite agreement, I would light them up. And I would post about, freaking 3 pages worth of stuff to that one comment. After like 50, 60 comments, then everybody was, start jumping on the bandwagon. Well, I guess that fool's not as stupid as he looked. So I haven't had no Facebook debaters. So this morning I wake up and then some person who's, they just got a brand new Facebook page. There's no pictures. It's just pictures of flowers and stuff. So, it's a fake profile. And so they just start just disliking or just taking the opposite of post to everything that I've been posting. Now, the old me, I would feel a certain way and I would light them up. The new me was like, I posted, are there donuts in outer space? Then I posted, Domino's delivers, a pizza, something about pizza. Now, I did post a couple of factual stuff, but then I posted my troll thing on there, but my troll spray. Because I don't have no feelings. Because I got talent. I got skills now. I know, like, lions don't advertise. You will never see a lion with a sign saying, I am a lion. You would never see a lion with an entourage who pumping him up. You would never see a lion with a pep rally as they got to pump him up. You would never see lions with cheerleaders. You would never, ever see a lion again who don't know he's a lion. So lions, they don't defend themselves. They just eat anything that cross their path. Because they're lions. That's what they do. That's called mastery. So lions have something called space mastery. If you go into the lion's territory. Now, lions, they don't really go into other lions' territory. They all got their little pride. And the lions don't encroach upon the leopards. The leopards don't encroach upon the cheetahs and this, that, and the other. They usually are respectful of their, other animals' territory. But the lion, sometimes, like if water's short, lions can be a little bit disrespectful. Lions will walk through the middle of a leopard's territory. Or a cheetah or another animal. The lion, they just don't give up because they know that ain't nobody else is a threat. So the lions got space mastery. The lions have nicheology. The lions, they're king of the jungle. That's what they call the king of the jungle. That's called niche mastery. That's called space mastery, homeboy. So are you the king of your jungle? Are you the king of your castle? Are you the king of your kingdom? So you tell me, oh brother, I'm a landscaper. Oh, I'm a roofer. Or I'm a zoologist. Or, I'm a pilot. Or, hey, I'm a master teacher. Whatever you are, I'm not debating it. I'm not telling you that. But whatever you are you the Kevin Durant of your position? Are you the Steph Curry of your position? Are you the master? Do you got space mastery? Are you the Tiger Woods of your position? Are you the Michael Jordan of your business? When I say your name, do people say your business afterward? When I say Michael Jordan, what do you say? Golf? I don't think so. If I say Michael Jordan, you say basketball. If I say Shaquille O'Neal, you don't say swimming, do you? What about hockey? No. If I say Shaquille O'Neal, yeah, everybody knows who Shaquille O'Neal is. So do if I say your name, what comes after your name? Oh, so what had happened was you haven't branded, you haven't developed, you're not a master of your space. You like me, you're the jack of all trades, but the master of none. Now that used to be me. Used to be me. Now when you say my name, what follows? Master Teacher 33. So unless you've done that, your system is not going to hold water. You got a broken cistern. You got what it talks about in the book of Jeremiah chapter 16. You don't have a fountain of living water that holds, again, water. You got a cistern that can't hold water. It's broken. You got a broken cistern. That cistern means system. Your system, your process must be better than the world's. That is the only reason. That's the only reason why you join, hopefully, the life management system. Because that's the system. Now, the process comes from a procedure. The procedure comes from a principle. The principle comes from a purpose. And the purpose is what I'm going to assist you with. That's why you join a life management system. So not only are you going to have the best system, which is my system, you are also going to have the most talent. That comes from having the most clarity. That comes from having a clear understanding of your purpose. Because, see, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So when a man doesn't have a purpose, he throws off restraint. He doesn't have the ability to exercise self-control. So that means that he will do anything. He's desperate. He might even rob a bank. He might crawl through your back window at night while you sleep to try to steal your stuff because he ain't got his own stuff. The most dangerous people on the planet are people with no purpose. That's why I'm in the purpose exposing business. I can't give you your purpose. That comes from source. That comes from the prime creator. That comes from the big G. I can't give you purpose, homie, but I can help you discover. I can unveil. And I've been doing this for 20 years, and I've helped thousands and thousands of people find their God-given destiny, their dear Kenia, their purpose, so that way you can morph from being a self-centered megalomaniac, I mean, not you know, personally, but, you know, people you know, and become a single standing column of waveform energy. Wherever you go, you grow. I don't worry. I can drop you off in Zimbabwe, and guess what? You be the president of Zimbabwe. You be running the whole country. I can take you to Italy and come back in a week, and you be running it over there. I can take you to Melbourne, Australia, and I come back, give you 3 days over there, and you be running, you be set up shop. Why? You got talent. You got a skill. You have space mastery. Everybody knows you. But how do they know you? Once they see you, they know you. And the moment you see, if you see Michael Jordan, if you don't even know who he is, there's somebody who's going to know who he is. And then you're gonna see that person go over there with a pen and paper and ask for his autograph. And then you're going to say, man, hey, you know who that is? They'll be, no, I don't know who that is. Well, who is that? And then if you follow him around, if you ask him, if you somebody make the mistake and give him a basketball, you're going to know who he is because you're going to see mastery even at an advanced age. If you bump into Shaquille O'Neal at the mall, I remember we was at the movies and we saw Tim Duncan walk in. Everybody's like, hey, man. And me and the wife was sitting there and the kids was like, oh, is that Tim Duncan? We're like, shh. He's trying to be got his hat on and he's walking with his shoulders hunched over. He don't want nobody to know because he's trying to be incognito. So I said, but I immediately knew who he was because he got a skill of putting a round ball in a little ring. He got paid millions of dollars because he's good. Guess how you're going to make your millions of dollars? That's how I'm gonna make my millions of dollars. Not a million, millions. Because I'm freaking good at what I do. And I got a damn good system. In fact, I got the best system on the freaking planet. Whenever you combine talent, skill, niche mastery, and a freaking system that is duplicatable and implementable, you are guaranteed to get IMRs, immediate measurable results. So you, your grandmother, your cousin, your, cousin Rook, and all of them, you know, all your peoples, you need to have them signed up in this life management system. If you know someone who's stumbling around in the dark, don't know why they're on the planet, don't know their purpose or their destiny, their gift, they just wandering around. Now, it's really interesting because I know I've done a few, I've shared a few reports. I remember just a couple of days ago, I was telling everybody about my little nephew, my sister's son, and, you know, having a young life crisis, I guess. Homie even bumped his head. So I already knew what the problem was. So as soon as I got there, first thing out of his mouth was, all she do is tell me what to do, what I need to do, what I need to do. I'm sick and tired of people telling me what to do. And can't nobody tell me what to do. Everybody telling me I need to do something, but nobody can tell me what I need to do. You know what I told him? Tell you exactly what you need to do, Negro. Sit down. So I don't know very many people that have that ability that's God-given. I would love to say that I'm God's gift to the planet. Excuse me. I would love to say that, hey, I created this system that's off the hissle-fold shizzle. I would love to take a credit. But this is just like what David Robinson got, it's what I got. The same thing that what Michael Jordan got. How did Michael Jordan get to be 6'5", 6'7", 6'8", or whatever he is? Can anybody know? How did Shaquille O'Neal get to be 300-plus pounds and 7-plus feet? Anybody know? What pills did he take? What diet did he eat? What curandero did he consult? Anybody? I want to talk to that curandero. I want to eat whatever Shaquille O'Neal ate to get to be 7'2". David Robinson, I think, was like 7'3", 7'4", some craziness. What did Steph Curry do to the dude? Just he shoot a basketball from anywhere. Sometimes I don't even know if he's even looking at the rim. He just throw it up there and it freaking goes in. The dude makes shots. I mean, his skills, I mean, the way he dribbles the ball, I've never seen nobody with handles and that accuracy. So what did Steph Curry eat? What did he drink? What school did he go to? Well, let me answer the question, because I already know the answer to the question. I was just kind of being, you know, I was playing. You know what they did? No thing. So what did Michael Jordan get to do to get his height? Nothing. It's freaking a gift from God. Let me say that again, because I know you think that you need to go to take another class. You need to go to another school. You need to go consult a freaking curandero. You need to go see the Reverend Dr. Bishop. You need to go hang out. You know, you need to call me, Master Teacher. Say, hey, Doc, I need. No, you don't need none of that, boo-boo. You got everything that you need for life and godliness. God already downloaded to you at freaking birth. You came out of the womb talented. It's just your head, your heart, and your gut, y'all three ain't on the same page. You ain't got no freaking clarity. And a double-minded man will not receive no thing from source. So until you, yourself, now nothing happened in my life until me, myself, and I got together. Once all three of us got together, we just start shutting shizness down. So brothers and sisters, if you want to see the bad guy, go look in the mirror. If you want to see the source of all your problems, go look in the mirror. If you want to see who's holding you back, go look in the mirror. If you want to see why you're not wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship, go look in the mirror. The problem is not outside of you, boo-boo. The problem is you. There is no other problem. You are the author and the finisher of your confusion. I recommend that you write a different script, the one where you win. That's what I did. And I'm just going to write it, and I keep rewriting the script. But I realize now, hey, how to write script. And I get better at writing my script. And I get better at directing my movie. And I get better at starring in the movie. And it's an awesome movie. My movie moves me. Does your movie move V? Does it move you? It should move me. Your movie should be so empowering that when I hear your story, I should go in my pocket and take out some currency and say, wow, that was a powerful, it fired my neurons. And neurons that fire together, since my neurons are firing with your neurons, they wire together. That's called chemistry. So me and you got some chemistry. We vibe. So if we vibe together, guess what? We can ride together. We can tribe together. We can build a tribe. So we got a tribe, but that's all of the same vibe. But there's some people that's in the tribe, they got a different vibe. They got to exit stage left. You don't want to be that person, brothers and sisters. And the way that you over understand is because you make sure that you got crystal clear clarity of what other people. No, crystal clear clarity of self. See, we spend so much time studying everything and everybody else, we don't spend no time knowing ourselves. So the foundation of the life management system is the life optimization chart or the life optimization circle. It's those four numbers that give you those 12 numbers that are the 12 attributes of God, the big one, not the little one, that lines up with the 12 cranial nerves in your body that activate the 12 primary meridian lines that connect you to the 12 tectonic plates in the earth, that connect you to the 12 constellations in the sky. And we got a complete circle where we got unlimited energy. Because, again, it's like a dipole. It's like a positive and electrical charge. And it produces entropy. It produces ADP and ATP, what we call energy. Sodium and potassium pumps start firing. You bring in some oxygen, put in some good clean water, and next thing you know, you're firing on all cylinders. Let me make sure, brothers and sisters, because it's extremely important that you understand, because this is life-changing. I don't know no other. I'm not saying that they're not out there. I just have not met. I've met, and I always am on the lookout for new products, services, and information. I just like to see how people are expressing, exposing, expanding themselves. And I just like to see how people, you know, are being successful in life and, you know, making money, especially African-Americans that are self-employed. I love to see black business just blossom. I like all business, but I especially like to see black businesses, black business owners just do great. And I have not seen another system out on the market that give you the amount of content and the amount of information for your self-realization. It's not for self-improvement. It's for self-actualization. It's for you to actually see yourself. That's the whole purpose of the life management system. Once you see yourself, how powerful you are, you actually like, man, you know what? I'm not that bad. I thought, you know, they told me I was bad when I was a little kid. They told me that I was a slow reader. They said that I was a functional illiterate. They said I had arrested development disorder. They said I was bipolar. They said a lot of stuff. And, you know, now that I actually got to know myself, I actually kind of like myself. Actually, I don't want to change. I don't really think I'm broken. In fact, I think I'm fixed. So that I am successful, that I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am wise, and I am in a great relationship with myself and I. All three of us, we get along just fine. We all got one goal, and that is to always expand our consciousness, our awareness. We're forever learning, and we ain't got no ego. We're not interested. We can learn from a janitor, or we can learn from the CEO. I can learn from an ant, or I can learn from a freaking eagle. Everywhere I go, I look outside, I see a tree. I'm gonna learn something from that tree. Every person I meet, whether they're a homeless man or whether it's the president of the freaking United States, I can learn from everybody. I'm always learning. I'm willing to learn. I'm coachable. I'm manageable. I'm moldable. Unless it's BS, and then it goes in this ear and out the other ear. So I am, and then just fill in the blank. The universe brings to you whatever comes after that I am statement. So I am wealthy. I am. I am healthy. I am. I am wise. I am. I am in a toe-curling relationship with myself, with my God, with my spouse, and with others. I am. I am that I am. That's what the God that appeared to Moses said when he asked him, who are you, boo-boo? He said, I am that I am. I am blank. I am fill in the blank. That's what source is to you. Fill it in, brothers. That's why he left it a blank. He said, I am. That should be a comma. That should be a semicolon. That should be something after that first I am. Then that should be a blank. And then that should be the next I am. Excuse me, because that's how it's written in the original text. So my brothers and my sisters, the challenge for you today is you need talent, which thankfully God gave you, and you need a system, which thankfully I've developed. So with your talent, and if you don't know your talent, I'll just email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, and I can tell you what your talent is. We've already broken it down with the one word talent, revealer, that I gave everybody. So my one word is awareness. So just with that, you already know your talent. Everybody. I give everybody their talent. We talked about it all night. Plethora of shows. So everybody that's been following and been listening to me, you already know your talent. So you cannot tell me, now you can tell other people, but you cannot tell me that, Doc, I don't know my talent. No, you know your talent. Because I told everybody their talent. Not if we know our talent, well, that's great. It's like giving me a driver's license, but I ain't got a car. Okay, boo-boo, no problem. I got a car for you. It's called the life management, emphasis on the word management, system, which is a cistern. The life management system. So not only have I given you a driver's license, I've also provided you with the car to drive. So you got your niche, you got your skill, you got your talent, you got your destiny, you got your DNA, you got your purpose, you got your mission, you got your passion, you got your lifestyle, and you got a process by which to express, expose, and expand yourself. What is that process? It's those 7 modules inside the life management system. And module number 4 specifically, which focuses on the 30 steps in 30 days to establish your online business and your online presence by branding yourself. So that way, when I say your name, whatever it is, I will think your product, your skill, or your talent. Brothers and sisters, if your system, if your process is not better than Jim Bars down the street, you're going to have a problem producing fruit. It's extremely important that you understand your system or your process must be better than what the system and the process is that's in the world. Because if it's not, why should I go in my pocket and take out my hard-earned money and give it to you? I will give you my currency as long as you got talent, skills, purpose, mission, product, service, information that benefits me more than it benefits yourself. If you got that, I will gladly give you my currency because you got something that I want, and you got something that I need. Your system or your process must be greater. Your system must be based upon 2 things, or everything that you need in life. You must have talent. You must have mastery. You must have clarity of self. Once you got talent, once you got clarity of self, you need to marry that with a system that will help express, expose, and expand the self. And that we have with the Life Management System and the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. My $20,000 system, that concludes everything. That means everything that I've authored, normally says for $20,000, is only $5,000. And then I have a $5,000 system. Now, remember, the $20,000 system comes with physical copies of all my 50 books, a physical copy mailed to your home, a 1 terabyte hard drive of all of my shows from 2010 up until now. Well over 5,000 shows, over 500 videos, and my 50 box, 1 terabyte of information downloaded onto this huge as in space, not as in size. It's amazing, man. I can't believe that this little small, it's a little bigger than a USB, but it contains 1 terabyte worth of information. All of that is included for only $5,000. along with one of the most important pieces of information you'll ever have, which is your personal library or your personal Bible. That's called your Dear Kenny Report, a 700-page. I'm working on one right now, 756 pages. 700 pages, all of you. That's all a part of the life management system. I don't know no other system that can tell you exactly who you are and then tell you how to monetize you. I'm not saying that there isn't one. I just haven't personally read it or tried it or experienced one. This is a very, very profound system that is guaranteed to work. It's extremely important, brothers, that you understand. That if you don't get this information and connect with me, that you get this information and you connect with someone else like me or go directly to the prime source, him or herself. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. Will you join me later on tonight? And we continue with part five, where we are revealing, explaining, illuminating, simplifying a powerful series on sex and marriage. You do not want to miss that. I want to thank everybody so much. And again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com to join the Life Management System and the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Brothers and sisters, God has a name written on this thigh that no man or woman can pronounce. May the Son, the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it would never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make those
body. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah. Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levy run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy Sun. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. You're talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than the border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuvers. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic, I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'm a never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness.
I'm done. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Done.